Zot machaber. Din hamafse kedei levarach. So here we're dealing with that there's people wait together. There's mechuyv and a zimun. And the question is one person wants to leave or two people want to leave? And the shayla is, do the others have to bench now, to mezame now, because the other for the other people? Uboy beisifim. Shlosh shachol keachad. Three people wait together. Echad mafsek al korche lishnayim ba'inim ma'im bekes zimun. So if two of them want to stop and they want to bench, they would be mezamen. So one of them, he has to stop because they are the roif, so they can decide to stop. Even if he doesn't want to stop, they could force a zimun. They could just do the zimun. Even if he doesn't answer, there's still yoytze the zimun kol shehu imecham, as long as he is there. However, it would be the opposite. If one of them would want to stop and be mezamen, two of them are still eating, they don't want to stop, the one cannot force the two to stop. There's no chiyuv zimun, it's not chal, until they all want to stop.
Oh, so he picks up on belief.
We're gonna see in a second. No, so that's not what it means. The Mishnah Berurah, go, that's the Mashma. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that's not what it means. We're gonna see. V'im lo yiratzu l'hafsik, v'zimen hu aleihem. V'im lo yiratzu l'hafsik. If they don't want to stop, v'zimen hu aleihem, lo yasa klum. He cannot force the zimun. If he says the zimun, well, there's two people there, he can't say, oh, okay, but you're not answering, fine, you're not using the zim, but I'm doing a zim. No, no such thing. It doesn't work. Vim leirat zu lahavsik, if they don't want to stop, af hu in a rishai levarich velotzis l'shok, he can't leave. He can't bench and leave. Ad shi yigmeru ashnayim vizamin aleihem, until they finish and he does zim with them. Sharek varnes chayiv hu bezimun, veich yivarich bele zimun. He's ready mechayiv in a zim. He can't get out of it without a zim. So that's what the Mechaber holds. Mechaber holds that the zimun depends.
You can leave.
If you eat together, you got to bench together.
What do you do?
And a zimun. What do you do? So good. Good. So you know what? So I want to tell you what it says over here. They print this whole thing out. By a chasm. What do you do by a chasm? So this happens. It's very common by a chasm. You wash with everybody. You're starting the suda, and you want to leave.
As chiv on yizimun.
And now they're gonna have mitzvah tans. And now, okay.
The problem is not that you're leaving people without a mezumah.
Right. That's not the problem.
You can't leave with.
You can't leave. You're mechiv.
You're mechiv.
So what can you do? So Ramayisha, bring from Ramayisha, that the Ramayisha says the Eitzah is, you should have a mind, you're washing. No, you're not being Keveya with them. And that way he says you're part of both from Zimon and from Shevrachs. He says you could be Samech on this when there's some type of Hechrach, some type of Tzairuch to leave. For example, he needs to wake up and go to work in the morning. Good reason.
Whatever,
yes, we go. It's finished. Because it brings the Chachma Shleime, the Moshe brings from the Chachma Shleime, that he's much like that, you can make such a Tanai. Shulchan Aruch Rav says like that, Arutzin says like that, the Chazanish told Chaim Kanievsky like that, and that you could make a Tanai. Huh? And you can make it tonight when you're washing. Now, when you get Shav Brachas, so it brings from the Mechus Yitzchak and the Shevet Alevi from Vazne, they say that you could leave even for Shav Brachas. It means to say, if you make it tonight, then you're fine. And also, even if you don't make it tonight, but if you make, let's say you make a minion, you have a whole bunch of guys on the table that want to leave. So you make a minion, you say, okay, no. And you have no problem because you made a minion. So therefore, you could all leave. And even though you're not able to shut the brachas, but if there's a tzairich, they say, if there's a tzairich, you can do it.
So you have to worry if you're breaking up the zimun either.
You're leaving a zima. You're leaving a minyan. You have to make sure. Yeah, that you have to make sure. You have to leave 10 people for shev brachas and zima.
Shev brachas. What are you sitting at a stam table with 10 people?
And there's 100 other people there. So what's
no, 10 people at a table.
Yeah, so it's
also 10 people.
Yeah, so what about
it? And go, what do you do?
1 minute. And you're eating with them or you're not?
So,
oh, you want to go. And you wash with them. And you didn't make such a tonight.
Okay, so let's say you made it tonight. So I mean, so
and they don't want to stop for you.
So you can leave. If you made it, you had in mind. That guy's had in mind. My country, you are mad at him.
You're saying? If you had in mind,
the guy's listening on a bench, bench, you're not mad at him. I'd say, can you bench with them?
Right.
Can you bench even if you wanted to stay?
If it's us over here, then let's say he decides he wants to stay. So he says he keeps the last kazayas. He keeps the kazayas. And that's to be starved. But otherwise, it's takana. It's takana part.
He won't be starved. Calling anybody and calling the guy in. So then they'll be.
Same thing, yeah, exactly. Same thing. Okay, right. Let's see. Let's see what should rule here.
But it's not mechuyev. It's not mechuyev to eat something because they should have.
Fuck the Mishnah Berurah. Ochol ke'echad. Aleph. Razalai mash hezchilu lechol ke'echad. The gamru shnayim mehem chilu avreitzim levarif berkes amazon. So they start eating together, and two of them finish on a bench. Mafzik al kochir. Razalai mash ena da betoli b'ritzayna imreis al hafzik minsud v'lanes. It doesn't depend on his will. He has to shtal zu kimon shem rab ne gdo in tsrikh mam to mal den after wait bin in ayne was a loy mer shavo pikin am yes mit izim der yes der zimon even if he doesn't answer kimon shu ayme sham un shem ad yo khalanes and says mishabro la fuki kishes la khotz kdo el so he says that the but base that if he leaves then the vin is different than the camp yes zimon mio who bevada in yes elen king hifzik on ayma. He's avada na yotze unless he answers, stops eating and answers. Weiter, en chiyuv zimun chal. Oh, so this is where you pointed out. It's mashma that the zimun is not chal until they get together. Haloshim megumgum tzas. So the Mishnah Berurah, the loshim is for grais. A kavana, the ein chayovim ato lezamin im ha'echa. So look at the sharetzian, as Gimel explains. That clear says Mishnah Berurah according to the Mechaber that this man, when you become mechuyev in zimun, when you start eating together, that's when he became mechuyev. So that's the mechuyev. It's not. It's incorrect to say it's chal when they stop. And therefore, he says the lashon is gungum. What it means to say is, they could push him off. They're not mechuyev to wait to be mezamen now with the one who wants to stop. They could. Oh, it's interesting, by the way. This din, the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva says from the Birkei Yosef that if the one person is their father or their Rebbe, then they have to stop because that's Kvod HaRav, Kvod HaRav. Didn't cover. So the Mechava said that the one person who's stuck, he's stuck now, right? In your case. He's stuck, he can't do anything. Ein Rishai says, the Mechava said he can't do anything. Abach Chaylikaza, Zav the Mishnah Berurah, the Bach argues, V'dayte de'ein chiyuv zimon, chal ad shi'igmul kol ha'shlasha sudasa. The Bach argues until the end. And he says, it's only till the end. Baal Kain, koydim she'gomru ha'shnayim, Rishai echo levarich b'fnei hasm v'latzeis. Oh, the Bach says like what you were saying. He could leave. He could bench and leave. Because he's not mechuyev in zimun yet. V'tika mogen Avram la'alocha, the mogen Avram brings it la'alocha, Gans fine. However, Aval, all the Achreinim chalukim alav v'daitem kashulchan aruch. All the Achreinim brings a whole set of Achreinim the Sharetzion.
So, meaning, according to him, he could have three people. According to Bachi, he could have three people sitting at three different ends come together to bench.
1 minute. Oh, you and if they finish together,
yeah.
Everyone's masking.
You didn't have to sit down. No, but you don't sit down. Oh, but he said
you could for sure. Everyone's masking. If you want to, you can finish the suit together. Everyone's masking.
Oh, but in
case, is if you started together.
Was it a chiyuv? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Until they decide you want to bench together. Okay.
So Melo comes to the Gevaldige Kulam like the Bach, right? That this guy was stuck in the restaurant, according to the Bach, he could just bench and go. Miu, im hayudaver nachutz ma'oid. I'm sorry, woman, did I skip? Av kol ha'achreinim chalukim alo v'daitim ka shulchan aruch, the mikivin she'eschilu lecho b'yachar, chal mi'achar b'zimen aleim, it's chal on them right away, v'ein shem echa mehem she'gam mesudose koidem, v'shay levarach b'fmeyatz me'vlatzes. None of them could leave early. So it's machlekes. It says Mishnah Berurah Miu. Im hayu davar nachutz ma'oid, sh'negei alo hasdin mamon k'daitim. Let's say he's going to have a business loss because it doesn't leave. Then maybe you could be Mako like the Bach. So he says, anyway, really, this is all. The other two, they don't have to stop. They're chuyv to stop. But the Erech Eretz, the Maisa, they're allowed to stop. There's no reason why they shouldn't stop. So Mela, Lufnim Yishas Adin, it would be right, it would be better if they would have to stop. Especially because he's going to leave. He's going
to
leave.
You have to leave.
Yeah, the Maisa says if it's important.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. If something important, the Dover Nachat Moy, then you have to leave. So the Bir Halacha, it's interesting, Bir Halacha over here. The Mechaber says that two people can force one person to stop. He said, let's say, what's the case? Is there something important that's making them they have to leave? Or they want to leave?
Right.
So he brings his machalikas, to mashmais in different rishonim. What the case is. If there's something important, or is there's a reason why, or just that's what they want. And therefore, if there's nothing important that's making them leave, so yesh tzarich iyun lamaisa. What he says, but lamaisa, that's pashat, that derech eretz, the one person should stop for the two people, that you should allow them to go. Another point that the Bir Halacha says, is that the two people don't have to stop eating. If they're eating, they don't have to stop eating. But once they stop eating, and they just stop on a shmooze, that is not able to. That the one person can't stop them, can't force them to stop eating. But once it's finished,
you lachas the kinder.
Right.
How does it work when they stop to bench? They want to bench, so they stop eating for a second. The answer of him, and they continue eating.
Yeah. That's the next sif. That message is like this. I want to know. So I want to ask you. With tomorrow, Bez Hashem. I mean, not tomorrow. Sunday.
Tomorrow is nothing here.
Yes, it's a Chazara tomorrow. On Sunday, Bez Hashem is supposed to be Beis, and then goes to the bottom over here. So it's a lot.
Right.
It's a lot for tomorrow. I want to know. Should we just look at this Bir Halacha? I want to maybe do just this with the Bir Halacha and then on Sunday.
Well, now or Sunday?
Yeah, now.
What do you want to
do? This is because it's a pig. It's actually a pig.
What do you want?
Okay, yalla, let's go. We're going to go back to the Sif Beis for the Mishnah Berurah on Sunday, just this point. So when the people who stop, they stop for the other people. So they stop to eat. They say Baruch Shechal Mishalov Tzvuchay, you know. And then the Chayes of Gomer Sudasa Belay Brachot Betchil. And then they continue eating, right? Like you said before. Hagal Tzav Ramal V'Yishayim Shetzarich LaHafzek Hashiyem Hazan Azakol. Chaynoi. There are those who say that you have to wait Hazan Azakol, which is how we do, right? This is what we're mocking on. The minig is that when you stop for someone else to bench to be mezamen, he says the first bracha out loud until hazana sako, and you listen, and then afterward you can go back to it. If he meant to continue eating pas, even though he didn't actually eat, so then when he goes back and he wants to bench, he should start at the beginning of benching. If he actually went and he ate pass, he should start from the beginning of benching. Why? Because, again, this is very interesting zach.
That didn't work, though.
This is very interesting zach. What happened was, he made a zimun, and he heard the first bracha benching. So he was yoyed to the first bracha benching. So now he's up to the second bracha. He's up to the second bracha. Now he keep on eating. So if he doesn't eat any pass, so now he can start from night to finishes eating. He opens his bench into the middle. Night delicha. Right? That's where he left off. Masha Inkin, if he ate pass, oh, so now the new chi of the bench from inside the second pass, and therefore.
You don't even have zimun, so you just bench.
Right, just bench, start from the beginning.
So it hasn't worked the first time. If you made a zimun together and you stopped eating, what? Why'd you stop eating?
Because you were one person and two people wanted to bench.
So you stop for them. What are you accomplishing? Helping them?
Well, you're also helping you because you have a chi of zimun also.
Yeah, but you should bench and then go eat again.
So this is very interesting. One minute. So now, what exactly is going on? So the Bir Halacha has
halfway through and you're going to eat again.
Right, halfway through, exactly. Now you're going to eat again. So what are you doing exactly? Now, I just want to go into this because the Bir Halacha, I did not know about this Bir Halacha. I never heard of such a thing. Never heard of such a thing that you continue from night to day. Hey, what's going on here? Yeah. This guy, he's in the middle of a suda.
How do you get to Azanus of Kol? Because the other guy said it. The guy was benching.
Yeah. Okay. So the guy, he starts benching. He's holding a little benching. He eats salad, fish, dessert. He continues benching. Wait a minute. No, it's not all. That is not it. No, that is not all. What happens is afterward is he needs to make an al nechya.
Because he benched him.
Because he didn't have azan. He didn't make the bracha of azan after if he ate cake for dessert. Well, he didn't make a whole main shalish. He didn't do a whole bracha achrayin afterward. So now he has to make al nechya after he just benching makes al nechya. This is what
and
he
then says Zaydulcha.
And he says what?
He starts Zaydulcha.
He starts Noydulcha. First says Noydulcha. And we finish benching. Now that, but he says the Mishnah Berurah says he points out another point.
Well, if he eats pas.
If he eats pas, so then he starts the beginning, right? But if he doesn't eat pas, not if he doesn't eat pas. So the Mishnah points out he shouldn't talk. It's better not to talk. He says better not to talk. He's holding a middle bench. Better not to talk. So he's in the middle of eating, but he could eat. Then he could do. He's going to have to make al-machia afterward. He says, he brings some prima gadim.
How can he continue eating if he yaitza with the guy's bench? Till Azanus of Kol is yaitza with the guy's bench, right? How do you keep eating, period?
I don't know.
Forget about benching again.
One minute.
How do you keep eating bread?
I don't understand this. One minute, let me just continue. He brings from Prima Gadam has a Shiloh. What's going to be, does he have to make a Bar Nefashos? After, again, he's finishing the bench, he starts from Noyde Lecha. Then he makes it on the Chik, he's had a piece of cake during the Suda, and he also drank a cup of water.
So why not?
So, is he Mechik Bar Nefashos? Do you say, he said Noyde Lecha? It's not like a Bracha Me'in Shalish.
I think Noyde Lecha helps all the Nefashos and not for Al-Mechia.
Because Al-Mechia is a Bracha Me'in Shalish. You need all the whole Vigus Amazi. You're missing part of it. But Bar Nefashos. So he has a suffix. And that's one question. Another question is, do you need to make a bracha rishayna? He's in the middle of eating his piece of chicken, right? He doesn't make a zima. Wait a minute, now he has to make a bracha, another bracha on his chicken. This is wild. You ever heard of such a thing? Never heard of such a thing. You just bring him to the place.
And then eating something that's a shayla, if it's mizaynus and not.
It's the washing
it.
That's it. And then you just eat pass. You could just eat pass. In any case, this he's bringing from. This is the Achrayim. He brings it from the Magen Avram. He brings it from Magen Avram, from the Eli Rabba, from the Prima Gadim. Then he says, wait a minute. But he says, I don't understand. He has a lot of Mashmais in it from Rishayna. This doesn't make any sense. How can you eat in the middle of benching? How can you eat in the middle of benching? And therefore he says, L'chaira, the halacha should be that you have to finish benching. That should be the halacha, you have to finish benching.
The way he's doing, it makes sense. So, start again.
So now I'm completely confused.
The yaitza with the benching, I don't understand. That means you're in the middle of benching. Middle of benching, yes.
I agree. Great. But I have a different problem. One minute. What did we just say? We just said he's mafzik in the middle of the suda until azana zaka. Wait a minute. No, he's not. He has to bench the whole benching. He's not mafzik in the middle of the suda for azana zaka. He's doing the whole pickers of muscle. I don't know what he's going to do afterwards. He's going to wash again and make it. I don't know what he's going to do. He's not going to make it. Okay, he's not because he doesn't want pass. He doesn't want pass. It gets it. I never heard the shmooze. I'm very curious to know what the was doing. That's amazing. He brings these shmooze. Doesn't he brought Sarkhian? Honestly, brought Sarkhian.
Pull him off a lot from my story.
I don't know. He brings the Chazan Ish here. He liked the Mishnah Berurah that he should finish benching.
Oh, you should bench and then go back to eat. If you're in the middle of a sandwich, you have to go back and wash him?
Oh, well, no, that's when he doesn't eat pass. If he's eating pass, then he has to anyway start benching.
So you have to go wash again. No, you have to wash again.
Right. Then you don't have to.
So you're making the bracha.
And then you don't have to make another bracha.
Yeah, you benched.
No, you only benched the first bracha.
What?
You only had the first bracha. You didn't have the whole bench.
So how do you go? When you're the first bracha, what are you doing? Anything? What?
That's exactly. That's a big part of the shaya. That's part of the shaila. Do you have that part or do you have nothing? That's the shaila. Do you yoitzi one bracha up against the last one? Or you don't have anything? Very good. That's the Chazan has his time. Very good. That's his time. How the people got it. It's time to bring the gun.
So back in, you sit the two people and they say, stop eating, he's like, I want to bench. And you stand there and you guys are calling the people eating again.
And everyone's messed up. The bench is starting over here.
Why do you have to be with guys benching? That's part of the Zima.
It's part of the Zima. Part of the Zima. So that's how the Ramah passes. That's part of the Zima.
Why do you being the star of people? Like, the star of the Minion. Let's say you're not dabbling with the Minion, right? You be the star of it and help the Minion.
You're saying if you muscle, you have whatever it is, seven
you
people.
You have to be mentioned to make. Yeah, we said yeah, because right, if you piece of rubber, then we're going to sign this. It's different.
What I find very interesting, he brings from over here, Chazan Ish, let's say he's eating a piece of cake. He's going to eat a piece of cake for his son. The cake is possible because. Is that considered that he's going to eat pass? Or is that considered he's not going to eat pass?
I don't know. I don't know, but I know that you do it. People do it.
No, so it makes a big difference.
You call up a guy, makes him sign this, and then they bench.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the guy. He's in the middle of a suda, and now he's stopping for the other guy, and he makes answer to the zima, and then he wants to continue. But the question is diet to lechol pas? Is he planning on eating pas or not? Right? That's two stuff. If he's planning on eating pas, he has to start again from the beginning of benching. What if he wants to eat a piece of cake? Is that considered that he wants to eat pass? It's possible because of it. Or is it not considered that?
So benching on you said it's not eating al-mikhi, so the first part to make al-mikhi, you can't start with it if that's not good.
Right?
You need the first part of benching also.
Right.
So you would have to go back into the same with pass.
So that's it's stupid. I found that that's a very important question to clarify, because that's going to be very again. Because
bread, you say you bench again, but then again, everybody.
Bread, benches. You start benching again, and then if it's not bread, if you're not having bread, you do something funny. Either you just continue benching the whole benching, or you.
Usually, to continue eating,
you start from night.
Usually, continue eating.
You have to know.
Be dessert. Which is
exactly, that's the thing, right? Exactly. Exactly. Very nice.
But if you need the whole bench,
I'm very curious to know what
the first part of bench is. What's in part of first part of Al Mishka? So then it should be the same as first.
I hear the chesed.